Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
It's not about Joanna Rodriguez today. It's about her brother, Ricky. Is it Rick or Ricky?
Either. I've been called worse. So.
Is it a case where your friends call you Ricky, but in the professional world, they call you Rick?
Actually, the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
My buddies call me Ricky.
What professional world?
Yeah, really.
There's a reason why we have him on today, and it's almost like an on-air audition. The last time we had Rick on, Joanna's brother was in studio, and we were talking about that whole wedding thing and why you were invited or why you weren't invited to be in the bridal party.
To be a bridesmaid, why I was not.
Other brother.
The other
right.
brother, right.
She has two. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And Rick called up, and he was so brutal in his advice to your other brother that after the segment we said, you know what? Brotherly advice with Rick. Like, he's the older brother that just doesn't have the filter. This is the guy that
try
you...
Try not to.
This is the dude right here. So we thought we'd give it a try today. So if you guys have some... A problem going on right now that needs brutally honest advice. I mean, a guy that doesn't know you, he's not invested. He doesn't know you, doesn't know your family, doesn't know your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever.
He's brutally honest to the people he does care about.
Just so
yes. you.
Right. Yeah. If you need older brother advice.
Yeah, older know? Brother advice.
And I stick to those remarks, by the way, that I said earlier.
I bet.
Yeah.
Because there is something about, I think, older brother advice that is different from other kinds of advice, because they really can put their arms around you and be brutally honest, yet... There's some wisdom in it, and...
Well, because he made all the mistakes along the way, and, you know, I think that he was... his growing up, he had a little bit harder time, so... Because he made all these mistakes. He paved the way for me and my brother, Danny. So I feel like that he reserves the right to give us advice.
Paved the road inch for inch, by the way.
Did you? Believe
yes.
It was a long,
oh,
hard
man.
Road.
And I've always wanted a big brother. I mean, I never had a big brother.
I have two of them. You can have one.
I mean, I would have
loved. Which one would you trade first?
Oh, no.
I would actually trade Danny first.
Oh, come on. Oh.
Only because Ricky's in studio and he can beat me up. So.
All right, 404-741-Q100. Joanna, I want to start with you today because you came in here talking about your necklace today.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, great place to start.
Huh. Okay, so I was cleaning out my room, and because I'm moving, and I was cleaning out my stuff, and I happened to look through my jewelry box and notice that I have like a ton of necklaces that I haven't worn in a really long time, and one of them happens to be one that was given to me by an ex-boyfriend, and I wore it today, and I asked if it was okay that I wore a necklace that an ex-boyfriend gave me.
How close to,
how
ex-ish?
Because you never know what to do with them. Because it's nice jewelry.
Well, it's pretty. And it's not like I put it on and I thought of him. I mean, I knew he gave it to me, but it's not like I was reminiscing like, oh, he gave me this necklace.
You pawn it.
What you got, Rick?
You pawn it.
Pawn it.
Absolutely.
Get rid of it.
So does that mean I have to get rid of everything he's ever given me?
I think guys are sensitive about that too, right? Because if a guy buys jewelry for a girl, like... Because I'm assuming Jason's bought you jewelry, not the one piece you want, but the other stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, but, you know, like, guys, that's one of the few things I think guys put thought into it because they're forced to because it's a lot of money.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I think guys knowing that, I'd be upset. If I was Jason, I'd be bummed.
So, older brother, what's your advice on that?
Like I said, I wouldn't have worn it at all. I actually wouldn't have even had it. I would have pawned it.
I mean, yeah. I forgot it was there.
Because I'm that type of guy anyway. Like, if I'm dating somebody or whatever, when I was dating, I'm married now, but I would, if I broke up, I'd get rid of everything I have. Just so you're not even you know, remotely reminded.
Right.
You know?
And you said it's not like you're reminiscing about the piece, but you put it on and you came in here and you talked about it.
Right.
So he's still there. You're where the piece and you're thinking of him.
What if Jason was here and I ran into you and I said, oh, that's a pretty necklace. Where'd you get it? What's your answer?
My mom gave it to me.
One thing that's come up on our show quite a bit, do you believe in 100% total honesty in your relationship, or do you think that white lies are a pretty good thing?
White lies, it depends, I guess, as far as a white lie goes. I don't know. I would say be 100% positive, because it's for me, I forget easily. And so I don't want to have to be covering my tracks up. So if you're just honest, it doesn't ever matter. Even if it does backfire on you.
Let me give you a better example. We had this intern, Yancey, who believed that he should go to his girlfriend every day. And when he was attracted to other women, he wasn't doing anything about it. He just saw like another hottie in the office. He would purge to her every night and tell her, I just want to let you know that I'm working around this hottie now. And I just want to come clean with you.
That's weird. You don't do that.
But if your wife comes to you and says, honey, do I look fat in this outfit?
No. Absolutely not.
That's your answer.
That's your white lies are lying, right?
My wife has no excuse. She's not fat at all. She doesn't have, but even so, you still feel that way.
But yeah.
Okay, along the lines with the ex-boyfriend giving you stuff, I have, I collect stuff from exes, you know, like I got a TV once from an ex. Does that mean I have to get rid of the TV once we break up?
Yeah.
And what about my armoire? I have to get rid of the armoire too.
Yeah.
And my bed.
If I'm Jason, I'm right now. If I'm your boyfriend, Jason, I'm photographing everything in my house for insurance purposes. Yeah. Like, who gets an armoire from an ex?
She's kidding. No,
I swear to God.
Seriously,
I know who too. Probably, and he's the type of person that wants to give anyway. So I'm not surprised by that.
Burn it. So
yeah,
anything,
you just pawn it, man.
Anything an ex gives you, you get rid of no matter.
You pawn it. At least make out. You know, like you get some money out of it.
Yeah.
You know, you broke up for a reason. You don't want to be reminded of that person.
I have an armoire for sale.
It's like Craigslist.
Hey, is it cool though if I buy the necklace offer and give it to Jessica?
Yeah.
That's cool, right?
And then it cleanses the history.
Because you have no connection to it at all.
That's right. It's fine to give it to Jessica.
How much you want
that?
I work for Q for Q Millis, so I want like $1,000.
Good morning, Linda. You're on Q100 with Rick. This is Linda, right? Linda?
Okay. Hello?
Well, you're not Linda.
Man. I am not Linda.
Okay.
Linda.
What is your name?
My name is Gary.
Hey, Gary. I can see how Michelle can mess that up.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I just had a couple of questions in reference to the Bert's Big Adventure. My daughter, Raven Amerson.
Okay, can you hold on? Can you hold on one sec?
Do I need to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're back on phones.
Back on phones. Bye, Joanna.
Here's Amanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question, and it has been bugging me. I've been seeing this guy. He is 37. I'm 25. And he doesn't want to commit, but every week he wants me to come see him. And he loves me, or he says he loves me, but he won't commit to me.
Older brother Rick, what do you say?
Well, right off the bat, I would say he's 37 and she's 25, that ain't going to work.
Why not?
She should be on a total different page altogether in life, I think. You know, when you're 25 years old, you want to, you know, bar hopping, you know.
But I don't get to do that because I'm a single mother of two. I don't get to go bar hopping and all that.
Well, no, I'm just saying at 25, your expectations should be much different than somebody that's 37, I would think, you know.
But even if she has kids, like, I mean, that part of her life is gone now.
I mean, regardless of the age difference, I need to know that, is he just using me?
Well, is it long distance? Like,
well, it's an hour away. I mean, we see each other twice a week, maybe.
Does he come to you ever?
No.
Oh, well.
So you go to him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys are having sex every time you see each other?
Yeah.
You're delivering a pizza.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty much just falling into his little trap.
Yeah, you're delivering the goods. Yeah. At first, right off the rip, I would have just said no just because of the age difference, and then you can just, you know. That's the way I feel about it.
We have our older brother on so that you listen to older brother.
Right.
Okay.
Don't question older brother, all right?
Don't mess with family now. Don't mess
ask him.
Family.
You come
to
his mic.
Because he will give you a wedgie and lock you in the shed
That's
for
right.
a half hour.
That's right.
So what's your advice to her? Get rid of him immediately?
I would ditch him quick.
Chances are pretty good you're just a booty call.
Don't walk, just run.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't walk, just run. That's good.
Yeah.
Good morning to Chanel. Chanel, you're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I have a question. I have an older brother who I adore. I love him to death. However, he's been laid off for about a year. I just finished nursing school, got my career started, and about to move into a new place, and he wants to come live with me. He has another option, but he wants to come live with me, and I kind of just don't want to do it. And I don't know how to tell him that or if I'm just being mean.
Well, and I'm assuming it's my turn, right?
Yeah, you're the big brother.
I'm gonna go on a limb and be like, you know, I don't know, we don't know the whole story, but you always help your family.
Well,
regardless.
I mean, I'm willing to like pay for him to be in the other place with his friend.
And that's not good enough?
I'm sorry?
And that's not good enough for him, for you to help him with financially, I guess?
I haven't told him that yet, because he just really wants to live with me. He just feels like it would be so cool. And we've lived together before, and it wasn't cool for me.
I think maybe
it was cool for him.
Maybe he's banking on the free groceries.
Yeah. Probably in the cooking, you know?
Yeah. But you're willing to pay for him to be in another place?
I am. That's how much I want to be by myself.
I think that's really generous.
I know. You got kids or?
No, I'm single and got no kids, no husband. It's just me.
Yeah, tell him no.
Sweet.
Yeah, tell him no. And I would definitely just help him out financially. That would ease the pain a little bit. Because especially if you're single.
Yeah.
If you
want
to bring
single,
somebody
I have
over.
No kids.
Or
I'm
my brother's here. It's going to be kind of embarrassing.
I mean, I'm in the prime.
You know?
Yeah, say no.
I would.
Sweet. I'm going to tell him Bert
Show
say no.
See how easy that is?
Well, actually, just say our brother said no.
Yes.
Bert Show brother.
Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I want to say I love you guys.
Thank you.
My question to you is, I'm 31. I have two brothers. One is 29 and one is 27. And they both live with my mom with their girlfriends and their kids.
Oh, Lord.
What?
And she's been in an accident. She's real sick right now. She's coming home probably in a few days. And I want to tell them to get out. How do I do that?
Oh, you just tell them to get out. I mean, that's the one thing, honestly, I'm not playing that I really don't. I could go on for hours about this, about guys or girls that are over the age of, I would say, 25, 6 years old. Because I moved out when I was 17 years old, which I don't really press that to anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. But you take on a whole new look on things. So if you're not out of the house by 25, 26-year-old, you're still, you know, that's wrong.
And yeah, because I moved out when I was 21 with my kids.
Right.
I had kids after I moved out, you know, but they're still there.
Well, that's, you know, the free room and board. You know, that I'm telling you, that's you kick them out, and quickly do they realize what they got to do to go eat. You know what I mean? So I would simply pull the plug on it. I would tell them, go in there and say, look, things have changed. You're going to have to go. And, you know, if your mom is sick, especially, you know, that's just not right. And he's how old?
One is 27 and one is 26. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 29.
They're old enough to get a job.
29.
Wow. They're old enough to get a job, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get out. Mm-hmm.
Right, let's take one more here. Mm-hmm. Ashley wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I've been dating this guy for about a year and a half, and he will not let me go through his phone. Like, I'll be holding it, and he'll gradually just take it from me.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to hear your response.
All right. Are y'all married?
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
Are you married?
No, we've just been dating for like a year and a half.
All right, then he's hiding something.
I think it's because he might be talking to his, he's separated right now. I think he might be talking to his wife again.
Quite possibly. I used to be weird about that when I was younger, I guess, but If he's not letting you go through his phone and you're not married, I mean, I would assume that he's hiding. Yeah, I would have something to hide. Why wouldn't you let somebody go through your phone?
Why does she have the right to go through his phone?
He doesn't. She doesn't. She doesn't. But, you know, in the sign of good faith, if you will, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Here, go through my phone. So what?
So what happens when you, like, how does it come up?
Well, like, I'll be, like, moving his phone because we'll be, like, watching TV in the living room. And he'll gradually see me hold his phone and just take it.
He'll snatch
it. It's gone to the point that I seriously cannot stand BlackBerry.
What do you think?
I think it's one thing for her to secretly go through it and him have an issue with it, because mm-hmm. that's a breach of trust, is her doing it behind his back. But if she's just holding it mm-hmm. and then he's trying mm-hmm. to get it back from mm-hmm. her, then definitely he's got something in there she doesn't want you
Absolutely.
To see.
You know, you got to try
anything.
Next time you're around him, you know what you got to do is say, oh, crap, the battery on my phone's out.
Yeah.
Let me use your phone for a couple minutes and just to watch him squirm.
You got internet on your phone?
Yes, on my phone and his. Like, yeah. I cannot stand that phone. And I've tried cracking it a few times, and he won't let me. Like, the last time I went through his phone, his wife was texting him. And, yeah.
Well, now let me ask you this. If you're suspicious about something anyway, where's the relationship anyway? If you're that suspicious that you got to go through somebody's phone.
And you have to go through his phone, right?
Yeah. That's kind of brutal.
And you found something last time it went through his phone, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not really married. They're like, I don't know. It's complicated.
You're talking yourself. You're talking yourself out of being
really
mad at him.
Close your legs to married men. Close your legs to married men.
Amen.
They all right, Trick.
See what you can learn from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Rick, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in, dude.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Thanks a lot. Great job.
The Burt Show.